Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with National Opinion Surveys. How you doing?
National what?
National Opinion Surveys. We're actually conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this? Make this fast.
I'm sorry. I'm not in PA anymore. Does that matter?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't at all. Yeah. I'll make this fast though for you. I know we're still a long way off, but what are the chances of your vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or not vote at all?
Probably vote.
Probably vote? Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 32.
Okay, cool. And just make sure we are representing everybody. Now, please ask for your race: white, African American, black, Hispanic,
right.
Latino, white. Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. Just using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, 0 meaning not at all. 10 means they're extremely motivated to vote. You may use anywhere from 0 to 10. What would be
probably
your,
6.
A 6. Okay. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, or something else?
I go towards the left of Democrat.
Okay. Oh, would you say not so strong Democrat or strong Democrat?
I guess not so strong because I go generally to the left of what Democrats do.
Oh, okay. All right. And thinking about the direction that the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which
very
the country's
headed? Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are important to next year's congressional elections? Gun regulation reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice to reform to stop racial profiling holds back cops accountable, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of the government, immigration, border security, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation of the economy, standing up, fighting against racial discrimination. Which of those? Oh, are those two?
two of those?
Yeah.
I guess the two that are. Hard to pick two of those, but I guess education and global warming, because that's kind of affects everything.
I hear you. In your opinion, the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think they're getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often,
I'm white,
not often?
So not.
So not at all? Not
yeah.
at all. Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not that often.
Not that often? Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
About the same.
About the same?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I might want to rate your feelings towards some people or organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, favorable towards them. 50, not particularly warm or cold. And 0, not 0, not warm at all or anything.
Yeah.
You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of a person or organization, just say so. Kamala Harris.
very unfavorable, so I guess like two.
Okay. How about the NAACP?
Pretty favorable. I would say like 85.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Again, like probably one.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. How about the leadership conference of the human and civil rights?
I have not heard of them, but I can guess. I haven't heard of anything they've done, so.
Oh, okay. How about the Joe Biden?
One.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Like 10.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Okay. 50? I guess I have no real feelings.
Okay. I know it's a long
Doesn't
way off.
Does it affect my life?
Yeah. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of the president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, Cornel West. Or, okay. And how worried are you about the rise?
If those were the choices, definitely Cornel West.
Okay, wonderful. And how worried are you about the rise of the white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Pretty worried. So I would say very worried.
Very worried. Okay. I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America for each one. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay?
Okay.
The first one says the government should do more to lessen racial equality in society.
To lessen racial equality?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Disagree. Would you strongly disagree with that statement or somewhat?
I don't really understand what it's saying. I feel like the lesson part throws me. So I guess strongly disagree.
Okay. All right. No worries. Your heritage, traditions, and culture identity is under attack in America.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Pretty strongly agree.
Okay. America is on the path to civil war, to another civil war.
I think we're too lazy, so partially agree.
Okay. Gay marriage should be legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
American democracy is under a major threat now. American democracy is under a major threat now.
Partly agree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Do I oppose or support?
Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat, would you say?
Strongly.
Okay. And I'm going to read two statements people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. Statement A says, parents should have direct say in the education of their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents should have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books that our libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
B. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Just read a list of things people say about being undermined in our country today. Please give me a scale from 0 to 10. 10 is strongly agree with being undermined or under threat. 5 is me somewhat agree, and 0 if you don't think it's not threatened or undermined at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. The right to bear arms.
0.
Okay. Police that treat everyone the same.
Do I oppose or agree? Is that what you...
Yeah, if it's being undermined in our country, so 0 means like you do not agree it is threatened or undermined at all.
Okay,
and,
so 10.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all.
It's it being undermined. Okay, so 10.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. A commitment to Christian idols.
Is it being undermined? 0.
Okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Okay. Immigration to this country.
8.
Yeah. And freedom to protest the police or government.
7.
Okay. And I'm going to read some statements people say have made how we can make improvements into this country, to the country. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means strongly agree with the statement, 5 somewhat agree with the statement, 0 you don't agree at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that students should feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that fell left behind.
I agree with that. So.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. The other one says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights have been challenged in some states. While your own rights have maybe not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, eventually all for us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
8.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, please rate the level of motivation for voting next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, 0 meaning you're not motivated to vote next year, and 10 means extremely voted. You may use anywhere from 0 to 10. How motivated are you?
Honestly, about a 4.
Okay. Okay, great.
I just I don't think our votes mean anything anymore. So.
Okay, great. I understand. Just switching gears a little bit, last questions are just statistical purposes. What was the last year of school that you completed? Was it first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, live with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about your push on political issue, do you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Okay. And how would you describe the area you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. Greatly appreciate you took the time with me. I actually did it.
Have a good one.
I likewise. Bye. Take care. Goodbye.